syncopation by all occult experts around the world agree syncopation is the source of occult power in pagan worship services.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What it actually does, just like it does to ancient voodoo worshippers and modern-day voodoo worshippers in their religious services, is it short-circuits the frontal moral lobe. It gets them to a place to where they can become possessed. It's called the place of the crossroads between the physical and the spiritual. That's pretty profound thinking.
That's pretty profound, yeah.
Okay, so all of a sudden, we're getting this, our mind going, and we're getting, not our mind going, we're getting our emotions going. We're taking that frontal moral lobe and we're casting it off. Because the devil doesn't want us to reason out who he is, because if we really reasoned it out, what he stood for, what he's trying to do for us, we would run from him.
Exactly.
But because we're adopting his things, and we're embracing his stuff, if you will, and his music, we run to him and run away from God. Is it working? Yeah,
it's working.
It's very powerful. And so the reality is, yes, music can profoundly influence our characters. And so music thus becomes a very moral issue. If we're listening to the right stuff, wonderful. And it leaves my thinking intact. If we're listening to the wrong stuff, bye-bye. Prefrontal cortex is actually what it's called. The front of the brain where your character is, where your will is, where you want to obey, where your reasoning powers are. That's bye-bye. In fact, some of the music rips it out, spits it in half, tears it in half, and stomps it on the ground. It's incredible what it does. And we just sit there in an alpha pattern. Whatever the music is teaching, whatever the... Not just the lyrics. I said the music is teaching. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.